What's up, fool? Live call-in show.
323-282-7424.
That's right. Call at 12:30. Don't call right now because we're going to pick up that phone.
Yeah, man.
What's up, man? I went to West Hollywood for Halloween. I was dressed up as
Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing. I was that guy, Oscar.
His attorney.
His attorney. The Brown Buffalo, Oscar Acosta, his lawyer. As your lawyer, I'm going to recommend barbiturates.
This fool said barbiturates.
And Lisa was Hunter Thompson.
Good Bastillas. Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson. We got recognized by some nerds, you know?
No, it looked like the same thing. It was kind of funny. I was like, damn. The manager pulled it off the little, how you used to smoke with the little holder.
She had the same t-shirt and the hat and the little holder.
The colored glasses.
But some people have never seen the movie. Like Paisa, they ever saw me. They thought it was Pablo Escobar when he got shot. They were pulling me over to the side, bro. I thought I was Pablo Escobar dressed up like Pablo.
Good Narcos over here, dog.
Yeah, man.
The Hawaiian shirt and shit.
Started watching Narcos season 2 again.
How is it?
It's good, man. It's hardcore. It's a lot of make-believe actors in that. A lot of make-believe characters in that show. It's not really based on his real life.
They added drama to it.
They got
added
drama. Like they made up a... Which I think, if to be fair here, again, for Pablo Escobar, who was the man back then... I don't think he got taken down by a woman, by the way. Not to say that a woman can't do it, but a woman could do it. But see, if you're they made up a character called Judy Moncado.
Is that that news reporter?
And she's paid by that lady. Judy Moncado is a drug dealer.
Yeah, but she's the drug dealer lady paid that lady, right, to infiltrate? Supposedly?
No.
Okay.
She's a husband of a drug dealer. When Paulo was locked up in prison, He was taxing everybody. Once he started fighting the Colombian government in real life, he was taxing all the drug dealers from Medellin $1 million a month.
To get the operation going.
Yeah,
right?
to fight the war. Plus, he was making money selling drugs, but he was taxing everybody. Everybody, you know, everybody that was involved in a Medellin cartel. So when he locked him in prison, he was still getting $1 million a month from everybody. So this guy, somehow somebody found an extra $3 million hidden somewhere. So they thought this fool was holding out. So they killed him in prison with a pool stick. They just, Paulo beat him to death.
Yeah,
his wife is named Judy Moncado. And she became like the boss, like Griselda Blanco.
That's what I was
alluding to. In fucking Colombia. And supposedly she got together with the Cali cartel. And the Cali cartel, they hired Los Pepes to go after Pablo.
And that's what's happening in part two, right?
Yeah.
Because it started
But in real life, there was no Judy Moncado who set this all up. So, you know, in respect for Pablo, you know, in respect for the story, I don't think it's right to have that he got taken down by a woman. Not to say that he can't be taken down, but, you know, let's be real.
Yeah, well, they added that TV drama to it.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the pressure of the DEA to make an example out of that fool.
Yeah. But damn, bro, he's hard, man. He was very smart, bro. Like Medellin was all crappy, you know, the shitty city. But he put in houses there. He put in electricity for all the poor people. But at the same time, he took their youth and made them killers.
Yeah, that's
all. His sicarios were from Medellin.
All the little young fools and they
young ass fools, walkie talkies, bro, telling them where the cops are gonna show up.
Oh yeah, fucking halcones, dog.
I don't understand how come they don't just go down, take people down like that all the time, you know? Like, instead of just trying to catch him or trying to catch every drug dealer, why don't you just ever chase the money? Because that's how really they went down. Once they started killing Pablo Escobar's lawyers and his accountants, not only did they kill his accountants, they killed anybody who benefited from his money. Like, whether one day he bought you a mattress, dead.
Yeah, they're crippling his organization, dude.
How come they don't take people down like that? Like, go after the money. Close their accounts.
Well, because that way they're going to stop the flow of money. And
they're getting money, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's all about the money, dog. In the end, shit. If he wasn't making no money, you would have never heard of him, dog. Was that one thing you were saying? That one day he was spending, what, a month to, how much, thousands of dollars on rubber bands?
I heard almost like $300,000 on rubber bands.
God damn, fool. So, I mean, how much money was he stacking, fool?
A lot.
Grips.
Man, he went from house to house. Man, he went to the... I think it's the last place he's going to hide. He went to his cabin to hide somewhere with all his crew because the mom, he told nobody to leave the house, and a stupid-ass mom went to church. and they followed her ass home
and figured
they
it out.
Blasted the whole house. And they went to another house, and Pablo Escobar, he opens up this wall. He just bangs up this brick wall, and he opened it up, and there's like at least $100 million hidden in there, like all
stash house
stash stuff, Colombian money, so, and some cash. And he just grabs a bunch of it and he gives it to his henchman, and goes, "Here, go buy some wood to make a fire and some food." And then his daughter was cold. He got a big ass stack and just threw it through the chimney and lit it on fire, dog.
To stay warm.
And the whole time, as far as cinematography goes, and if you like film, it's a good scene because Pablo is standing right there facing us, all pissed off and sad, like, what's next? And his wife is holding his daughter, stirring at the fire with $1 million that just burned up to start a fire. And in the end, bro, is what really showing us that money doesn't mean nothing in the end.
Fuck no. Not when you're done. Not when you're dead. What are you going to do? Dick, dog.
Nothing, huh?
Fuck no. And that was one
you
of the
you need to wipe your ass now.
Exactly, dog. They'll fucking take your humanity, dog, and it's over, fool.
I bet Pablo Escobar right now has millions somewhere stashed.
Supposedly there's a lot of fucking shit buried over there, dog, and people be finding it, but they don't fucking advertise it because then fucking fools will come after your ass.
But at the end of Narcos, I fast forward, bro. I don't want to watch the lot of it. I want to see what's going on at the end. His wife goes to the Cali cartel and tells them, you know, my husband said, you guys were business partners at one time.
Right.
And then if everybody came to you, you could help me. That fool straight up, how much money you guys still have?
God damn.
She has, I have no idea. Well, when you do, I want it all.
Damn.
And I help you leave the country.
So they helped her leave?
Yeah.
Because the war, when he was fighting that war, was against the Cali cartel, right?
Yeah, and those Pepes.
Okay, those were the other ones. And who's the fucking, who runs that shit now? Because Coke's still coming over here, right? I mean, it does.
Coke still comes over here, but it doesn't come all the
way.
Before it was like.
Peru? No?
It was Pablo Escobar was make the coke in the coca places in Northern Bolivia and Colombia in the mountains. And then they would take that to Miami, and they had a guy over there in Miami called the Lion, and he distributed it to everybody.
Okay.
But he still has to send all that money back to Colombia, you know, because some of the money that Pablo has was in illegal businesses in Miami, buildings here, construction companies. But a lot of it,
cash, huh?
But still, a lot of it has to go back to Pablo.
Keep the fucking machine going.
So,
dog.
Man, they open up these king size mattresses and they put it all with money, bro, stacked up, and they send them out to Pablo.
Back
and that
to
was
Colombia.
Cash. But then the Cali cartel kidnapped that fool, so they were stopping the flow. But they didn't kill that guy because the Cali wanted to make the guy a business partner.
Oh fuck yeah! Because then they'll fuck up their flow of money, dude. They're gonna keep the ball rolling, dude.
Yeah. So, man, this must be fucking a lot of hardcore to be a drug dealer, bro.
Well, that's why you had to be so fucking brutal, because in the end, they're going to take him out that fucking same way. Hey, dude, so part one on Narcos, the first season, that's more accurate historically opposed to part two?
Yeah. There's part a lot of fiction, man. There's a lot of fake characters in there.
Okay.
I like the novella one. The other one, El Teor del Mal.
That's the one that you said that's accurate.
Yeah, it's more accurate. It's brutal, bro, because... And on the other one, you start to realize that Pablo was a dick, bro. Like, all those people he was taxing, in the end, he could just go over there and kill them, man. Just take all their shit because he had nothing.
Hey, he's playing God, fool.
Yeah, and so those fools just got together and just joined the Cali, man.
And said, fuck that, to go against him?
The Cali cartel, they were more like businessmen. Those fools already own banks. They own a private bank already, and they own, like a franchise of drugstores like Walgreens all over Cali where they were distributing and selling other stuff.
Really?
And Pablo said, fuck that, bro. He blew all the fucking pharmacies up.
Because I remember in the end of part, the season one, that was starting to happen.
Yeah.
Crazy, dog.
A lot of money, man.
Yeah, man. Business all over the world, man. Broken down from the Peruvian flake.
Man, his family is lucky to be alive, bro.
So he has a son, the daughter, and the mom?
They're all alive.
They're in Argentina or some shit, right?
They're all alive.
Because there was an article on Wall Street Journal about him.
Man. But then as a little kid, if you're like, what is it, like 40-something years old now, the kid, and he could look back at those times and go, well, I already done all those things. Rode a motorcycle. I went on a ship. I stood in front of the White House with my dad.
The fool had a gorilla and a zebra, dog. I mean, come on, fool. Who has that shit, dog? I can't even get a cat.
Yeah. they were gonna. They could have. When they couldn't find him for drugs, they could have just arrested him for having illegal exotic animals.
That
because that's how they the mother guys from the cartel, they turned themselves in before they could get him for drugs. They said, okay, get us for these illegal animals, and we'll do the time for the legal illegal animals,
and not the drugs, and work out drugs, a deal.
Work out a deal.
Hell yeah, dude.
But that fool is just too stubborn, bro. Too egoistic.
Well, Dick, what are you going to do? At that point, there's no turning it back, fool. You can't do it, dog.
Yeah, man.
It's ahead of his time.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, people. If you want to check this out, just found out right now, bro. Next week, Rodrigo and I are going to be guests on the Church of What's Happening. I'm letting you know right now. Right. So Diaz just called me up. He wants to do his podcast on Sunday at 8 p.m. Can you make it?
Bro, I'm there, bro.
He has vegetarian acid. That's what he said.
Well, he's telling me he had some vegan treats for you, though.
No, I'm not do none of that shit, bro. I'll bring my shrooms instead.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Nah.
Acid, bro. I want to keep the brain cells I have.
You just have to be in the right state.
So, yeah, this Sunday at 8 p.m., Rodrigo and I were going to be on the Church of What's Happening with Joy Diaz.
And the Flying Jew.
And Lee Sayat. But this weekend.
Lee Sayatica.
This weekend, Seattle at Parlor Bar in Bellevue, Washington, November 3rd to the 5th. Rodrigo Torres and Toby Hicks.
Toby Hicks from Nebraska.
Next week, I'm in Dallas at the Addison Improv, November 10th through the 13th. With who? Toby Hicks.
And I.
November 19th.
Catch me slipping at the merch booth.
One night only at the venue at Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana with Paul Rodriguez.
Hey.
December 10th, one night only. In Sacramento, Harlow's Nightclub. One show? Okay, one show is only on sale. Also, people, tickets are on sale right now for my show in downtown LA, January 1st at the Novo. What? It says first right here. Okay, slash that. It was a mistake by the manager. Also, tickets are available on sale now for my show in downtown LA, January 21st at the Novo, formerly Club Nokia. Get your tickets at AXS.com for tickets or RiotLA.com. Also, shout out to everybody that showed up to the Salt Lake show at Wise Guys. Bryce, what's up, fool? Showing up, representing.
Hell yeah, dude. Mad love to that fool. That was sweet.
BeardedGuys.com.
Dude, those audiences were fucking awesome, dog. Seriously. I mean, all your shows are always great, dog. All over the country. Fucking blowed up Texas. Fucking Florida. East Coast. But it's weird because me and Keith, man. Yeah, man. Get off the field. We're talking about, like, you know, they seem all conservative and all Mormon and stuff. But, dude, those fools were letting loose, huh, fool?
They were in a good time, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. That shit was sweet.
A lot of shit went down in those 3 days we were there, man. We saw some guy cracked his head open right outside the club.
Right before the first show,
some guy slipped and cracked his head. Hope you're okay, Paul. It was bad. And then we were standing outside, and there was a car chase.
You and Keith Manning seen it when you guys came out of that thrift store, right?
No, the car chase, but we were standing outside the merch.
Oh, no, the second before the last show, the last night. Yeah, I remember that one. Oh, you seen the car crash is what I'm talking about.
Car crash, yeah.
Retard over here, though.
Some SUV, some big old Toyota SUV turned into a RAV4.
Smash it to the back, dog.
What's up, fool? What's your show, bro, at Flappers?
It's going to be Flappers November 21st. That's going to be a Monday, the Monday before Thanksgiving. And then December 20th, and that's a Flappers in Burbank at the Yoohoo Room, the small room. And then November 29th at Flappers in Claremont. So, yeah, man.
How much are the tickets going for?
$10.
I think $10, people.
$12 with a service charge or something, but I was trying to get away from that, just get it at 10. But anyway, and thank to whoever already bought the show. There's a couple people on Twitter that tweeted them. Thank you very much. We'll see you there. What's up, fool?
What are they still kind of the Yoohoo room, but they still have Yoohoos?
No, they don't serve Yoohoos anymore. But I remember for a while they were, because one time I was on the show with you, but on New Year's, they had that little show where they pop up the little Yoohoos and shit. But other than from what I know or my knowledge, I don't believe so anymore, but I could be wrong.
Also, next week on NBC, the show Superstore, November 10 at 8 o'clock, I'll be there.
Cody comes back, huh?
Cody comes back, bro, trying to get the Santa Claus job. Yeah, they're looking for a Santa Claus, bro, and I'm trying to be the Santa Claus.
Fucking A, dude. That's awesome, dude.
It was cool, man, working on that show because I got to improvise and make shit up. Like, there's a scene where there's a bunch of Santa Claus waiting in line, and I'm the only one not dressed like Santa Claus, and I don't have a resume or nothing. And then when they call my name, I added this, bro. There was a Santa Claus there reading his notes, and when I got up, I just snatched that paper off him and walked to the front.
And they cut it off,
and everybody laughed.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm like Jackie Gleason, bro. I don't want to let people know what I'm gonna do. I want it to be a surprise.
Spontaneous.
Yes, man. I can't tell. I'll talk to the director and tell him this is what I'm gonna try to do. But I don't let nobody else know because I don't want to be like, hey, this is what I'm gonna do. And then it loses
spontaneity.
There, yeah, man.
I was gonna ask you, Felipe. Hey, you feel more comfortable in front of the camera now, acting and shit?
Hell yeah, especially if I already got the role.
Fuck yeah, dude. Because it's all experience, too, like knowing where to stand and everything and following direction and all that stuff.
Hell yeah, man. I go into that. Once they start shooting, man, everybody goes to sit down on that little actor's little chair. Uh-huh. Hell no, bro. I'm watching to see what my standing is doing. I watch my standing. They tell my standing, stand right there. And he's standing the whole time, this fat fool who's fatter than me. And
never get a perfect standing off of.
And then he leaves. Then I talk to him, bro. What were you standing in? What did you tell you to do? Then I talk to one of the camera guys, the one who's shooting right at me. And he goes, am I okay right here? And then, you know, I'm okay, bro.
You feel good?
I tell everybody thanks. Everybody's happy.
Hell yeah, dude.
A little joke. I know not to fuck around because I'm mic'd and the microphone is on and everybody can listen.
Say anything.
So I don't fuck with no nasty jokes no more.
You don't trump it.
Hell no.
I was gonna ask you too. Did you learn any tips off of Fred's book? You know the stuff he said in his little book.
Yeah, not to kiss ass, bro. Not to be all there lurking, dog.
Begging, awful. Hell yeah, dude. But that's cool, man. Up there,
yeah. Because the Ruben Fleischer, the creator of the show, the main guy, he came up to me. You know, and I don't know who he was because he looked different. I had lunch with this fool before the show started. He goes, Felipe, we had lunch. Oh, yeah, Ruben Fleischer. I started acting like this. How you been, buddy? How's your baby? I'm having another one.
Damn.
Everybody just, yeah, because I know, bro, not to walk up to them. Wait till they walk up to you.
Be all like Joe Pesci. I'm like a fucking vulture.
Good fellas. Everybody's trying to get more scenes.
I know, huh, fool.
Oh, we were working on the comedy Get Down, remember?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was funny, dude. That was cool, too, dog. That was I never been around like as close as that to those scenes or whatever, but you know, fucking chilling there with like George Lopez and Eddie Griffin and all that shit, and how they tucked those fools in, and how the director was working. I don't know his name, but he was badass, dude. And your scene, how you were doing it, you guys shot it, and then you shot it before I got there, and then after, and went there, and you know, from getting hit to walking up to falling on that little on that pad, and then at the end, like doing the like after you get knocked out, that was cool, dog.
First time I've been knocked out. I don't think you fall that straight, though.
Nah, fuck no, dog. Just collapse, fool.
Collapse.
But, man, that was fucking awesome, too, dude. Yeah, I was going to say, when you did your movie, too, I'm Not Like That No More, and there was like, well, did you notice that? Or, I mean, I know a couple people mentioned it before, that there was people trying to get more scenes, and then they're get buddy-buddy with the director and everything.
Oh, yeah. All the time, man. Like, I remember the lady that was playing my mom. She just had, like, some small parts in the kitchen playing a mom. She was trying to walk up to me and goes, How about if you walked in on me and Paul Rodriguez having sex?
She just wrote a scene.
You know what killed me the most? But there was this old actress, right? And she was like she's Puerto Rican. I don't know where she's from, but she was like a little, the lady that played the grandma.
The one that didn't get the part in the West Side Story.
Yeah, this old ass lady, dog. I can't believe she's been in LA this long. She never seen Menudo in her life.
All right, get the fuck out of here, dog. I want to dropkick
her, bro.
Really?
Really.
There's fucking Menudo can advertising on fucking billboards.
Supposedly she used to sing or perform with Cantinflas, right?
Yeah, she was like a dancer.
She was like one of Cantinflas dancers, bro, from back in the days. And she never heard of Menudo?
What, just Carmen Miranda and shit and Mofongo or what?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, bro. I want to dropkick her. And she showed up with an old-ass assistant, too.
Oh, my God, dude. It's funny when people like that try to act clueless, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those ladies,
in
bro.
L.A., in Los Angeles.
Yeah, bro. She's an old-ass lady, bro. It's one of those ladies, like, you ask her, are you an actress? 40 years.
Her name is, like,
Oh, my God. For might as well call her Charro, dog.
Yeah. And she never heard of Menudo, bro.
Yeah, you're named after a fucking titty.
A band came out called Menudo. You didn't bother to ask. Puerto Rico.
Yeah, the Living the La Vida Loca guy. Ricky Martin was that. You don't know?
I don't understand, bro. Like, some people just try to lie if they don't know shit or front. Or maybe they don't want to be connected too much to Latino culture.
Well, and it seems like a lot of the old Latinos, too, that, like, you know, I'm saying they don't speak Spanish or whatever. They kind of like maybe like a little bit of shame attached to it or something.
They're probably from the old Latino where his name was not Raul. It was Raleigh.
It's not Reese. It's Ruiz.
It's not Cifuentes. It's Cypher. You know how they change it up?
Yeah.
It's not Jeff Garcia. It's Jeff Garcia.
It's not Rodrigo. It's Roderick.
Yeah. It's not Felipe, it's Felipe.
Felipe. Hey, but I noticed something. Hey, Felipe.
they don't see that fucking E right there, man.
Hey, will you be surprised how many people don't know how to spell or even.
And then, like a lot of white people, they see my name as Esparza, and right away, without even thinking, they say Espinoza.
Yeah, that's retarded.
I've never met no Espinozas. Or Esperanza. Not an A, not an N in that fucking word anywhere.
But I like
I'm gonna start fucking up white name, bro. If I see the word name Cody, what's that? Carl?
Cody?
No, be like the Asian guy, bro, from fucking Seinfeld when they were calling George Costanza's name. He didn't know how to say George Costanza. So he kept saying Cartwright.
he was messing with them, dude.
Cartwright.
But I like it when there's like, you know, like little sweet little white ladies and they say your name right. It's like, I don't get it, dude. I don't get it, dog. Or like my name is Rodrigo, they call me Rodriguez. It was really my name? Really? But whatever, dog. Let them struggle.
Or my name is Ryan.
No mames, dog. Killing me with that.
Killing me, man.
What?
All right.
Oh, it's all 12:30 already? Damn. She went by quick.
Went by quick.
Right on. What's happening, dog? Oh, all right. That's right. Calls. Yeah. Stop
missing. What's up, fool?
Right on.
What?
Yeah, call in.
It's time to call in.
Call in. Area code 323-282-7424, ladies and gentlemen. Call in after 12:30. That means right now. If you can't get in, try again. We are taking calls right now.
We are taking calls right now. The next winner is going to win a free rent.
At a storage unit.
That's funny, man. Those Mexican radio stations, they go with whack shit. Like, they'll pay your rent for a month. We'll pay your phone bill.
No más que no salga más de 59.
The next winner wins a free quinceañera getaway.
Con bandi todo. Hello, what's happening?
Happy Halloween.
What's up,
bro? What's up, bro? Happy Day of the Dead.
Who is this?
Yeah, happy Halloween to you too. It's your homie right here, Abe from the MTA, dog.
What up, Abe?
What's up, Abe from the MTA?
I want to give a shout-out real quick. You probably know him, Julian Torres.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
He was a fool at that podcast festival that sucked.
Which one?
The fool that was wearing your shirt, the Felipe's World shirt, Julian Torres. It was represented at the podcast festival.
What's up, Julian Torres?
I work with that clown.
Hell yeah.
Always representing, dog. Thank you very much, and you too, dude.
What do you do at MTA? You give out transfers?
That, these bad drivers crash.
Oh, damn.
You what?
How long you been doing that for?
About 6 years.
And what's the worst crash you ever seen, fool?
Oh, this guy fell asleep, and he crashed into a tree.
The driver, and, fool?
Yeah. And the bus was like almost, the tree went almost like past the bus's, bus driver's seat.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. Damn, he was just a mean ass dabs.
So I guess you guys got a fucking hardcore lawyer team right there, huh?
Yeah, they keep everything hush hush.
What's up, bro? You have any Halloween ghost stories?
Halloween? No, I just like going around scaring all the kids in the neighborhood.
What do you dress as, bro? My dad.
I'm 6 foot two, and I wear this big top hat with this ugly mask.
Damn, the fool's dressed up like Kukui.
What a top hat, dog. Five Nights at Freddy over here, dog.
What'd you dress up as, Felipe?
I was dressed up as Oscar Acosta from the lawyer in Hunter S. Thompson movie, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I was the brown buffalo. I was the character that Benicio del Toro played in that movie, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. There's a scene where the cocaine flies away and they can't do no more coke. You know who did this to us? God.
And mescaline scenes and shit.
Mescaline.
So did you relate to that movie then with all the stories you tell?
Hell yeah, bro. I lived that movie, bro.
But man, I've been laughing my ass off. People think I'm crazy because we work in a really loud environment, right?
Uh-huh.
So I have my headphones on listening to your podcast, laughing my ass off, and nobody's around. They can't hear shit.
So we está loco.
Está loco, MTA. Big A, hey, what's
man,
up, fool?
I really enjoy your podcast, man.
Thank you, man.
You're doing a great job. And next time you come out here, for sure, we're going to go check you out. I'll see you in La Brea.
Yeah, January 21st, I'll be at Novo in Novo.
Novo.
Yeah, it's Club Nokia, man. It's Club
Nokia. Oh, yeah, right?
Hey, so are you going to do a New Year's show? Or?
I don't know, bro. Probably not, man. I'm probably going to just hang out somewhere.
All right, cool. All right, man, I got to get back to work.
Hell yeah.
All right, fool.
Thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for all the love and support, dude. Keep shining. Right,
thank you, guys, man.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hello.
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 What's happening?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
What's up? This is Victor from Eagle Rock.
What's up, fool? Give me a colchon, dog.
Victor from Eagle Rock. That's the guy who lived by your pad, huh?
Yeah,
fool. What's up, bro? Is that lady still robbing fools?
Nah, I don't know, bro, but she got a brand new car. I wonder how she's paying for it.
I helped out with the down payment, dog. Fuck,
hey,
dude.
She go far on the weekend, bro.
Dude, you killed me with that snap you sent me of her, dog.
Oh, dude, that's not even half of the shit that I recorded her doing, dude.
What else has been cracking, fool? How you living, dog?
We're chilling, just on break right now at work.
What's up, fool? You have any ghost stories or crazy Halloween stories you had when you were a kid?
Yeah, I got some. I got a couple, but the scariest one is when I used to live at my old house in Glasgow Park.
What happened?
The house that we lived in was haunted, you know?
Shut up, fool, yeah?
Yeah, the person that died before that was a plumber, so in the middle of the night, you would hear, like, banging in the pipes. You know?
I thought somebody was taking a shit. Eh? Are you serious, fool?
What happened?
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, and they, like, you... the guy who used to live there had a heart attack because of his younger daughter passed away. And sometimes you also hear like little footsteps running through the hallways. You know, I still remember this when I was like 8 or 9.
Damn.
It was just a trip.
Maybe your dad's trying to scare you, bro.
My boyfriend's hopping out the window, dog. You believe in that shit, Felipe? Crying. Ghosts and stuff?
Hell no. I do get scared though if I hear something. When I used to live in Echo Park... It was in Haunted, but yeah, no, Echo Park right there on Montrose, right there by the Echo Park, by the lake. Man, every time the person next door or upstairs took a shit or flushed the toilet, I could hear the water run down.
Really? Because, dude, like, there was a person that we did pest control for rats. This fool thought his house was haunted. His house wasn't haunted. Dude, this fool had rats in the walls, dog.
Hey, have you seen that video where the fucking raccoons come through the walls and stuff?
Oh, fuck yeah, dog. This shit's crazy. Fool, raccoons are crazy, dog. They'll pickpocket your ass. They got 5 digits.
God damn, dude. It's like Jeff Garcia,
huh?
Pickpocket jokes and shit.
Well, I saw a movie where they had raccoons in the pad and they were feeding them.
Yeah.
They won't leave them.
You can just, dude, they're like cats, dog. And once you feed them, they're going to stay there, dog. Seriously. Because they know how hard it is to get food, dog.
It's like relatives who spend the night at your house, bro. You fucking treat them good, they didn't want to leave, eh?
It's like we're doing that chick. He won't leave, but he's not coming back.
This motherfucker.
He's a boomerang.
This fool.
Bro, you go back with that lady, by the way.
The lady.
Oh, I know.
Our listeners going, fuck, yeah, I talked a lot of shit about her. Yeah, I should have calmed down.
No, nah, it's all right. She's cool. She ain't like that. She ain't vindictive. She's all right. I just said our feelings or whatever, and that's it. Yeah, she's cool, dude. It's all good, dude.
Victor was, bro, on Eagle Rock.
No worries, dog. It's all gravy, dog. Just had a talk.
Hey, Victor, you know what's crazy, man? When I was smoking, doing a lot of drugs, the crackhead I used to hang out with, he used to always fucking take his keyboard and get 70 bucks from that pawn shop right there in Colorado.
Oh, shit.
And then when he'd get good money, you'd go over there and buy it back?
Yeah.
This fool. The revolving keyboard, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. him and his lady, bro, they got into a fight in the middle of the street right there, bro.
Is it that one ugly ass? Bad face, yeah. Oh my God, that fool looked like a devil, dog. I hated looking at that fool, dog. No, fool gave me the creeps, fool.
Nothing worse. I work out here in North Hollywood, dude, and I swear I seen people at the bus stop fucking tweaking and shit, you know, with the crackheads and everything in the fucking middle of the day.
Dude, Utah was like that.
Yeah, dude, a lot of homeless assholes.
A lot. There was like, we came out of the comedy club. There was like a bar. They were having like a Halloween party. And there was a guy sitting sitting like Indian style cross leg, tweaking, bro.
But remember when we drove in from the airport, we seen all those fools all littered out there on the parks and all that shit, dude? Dude, gone, dog. Gone, dude.
Crack City.
Skinny ass fools, too. Look like death, dog.
And they're all white, too.
They're all processing the pipeline.
Yeah.
Hey, fool. All lives matter, dog. All right, Victor.
All right.
All right, Victor from
Thank
Eagle
you
Rock.
For calling in always, dog.
Take a picture of that lady, bro, and send it to us, bro.
I'm going to send a video. I'm going to send a compilation video for Rodrigo for next call-in.
Go for
yes.
It. And he has he describes her face, the catcher's mitt face. It's pretty funny, dog. Yeah.
Me robaste, pendeja.
Bitch has a new car, dog. All right, full
she
peace.
She looks like a boxing bag, dude.
Stay away.
All right, guys.
She looks like a smashed up bag.
An old one, dog, with duct tape on it.
Oh, they robbed you.
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Who's this, dog?
This is Manolo, man, from Minnesota.
What up, Manolo?
What up, Manolo from Minnesota? They got Mexicans over
there. All right, man. I got through.
If you made it that far, you can stay, bro.
Shoot. Man, I gotta keep dialing for like 10 minutes, man.
Hell yeah. Minnesota, yeah, nothing man, but Mexicans and Muslims.
What's going on, guys?
Chilling,
yeah,
bro.
Love the show.
What part of Minnesota are you from?
From Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Oh, Chuck Bartel.
Hipsteropolis.
Man, you guys are so funny, man.
Thank
crazy.
You, bro.
I actually got through. I'm so excited.
How was you got any crazy Halloween stories or ghost stories that happened to you?
Nah, I don't have anything like that.
Nothing? You never been Halloween tree? Nobody stole your bag?
No, I used to go around stealing bags, though.
You're a bag snatching.
Bushwick Bill over here, dog.
There you go.
Robbing little kids for bags.
What's up, fool? What's it like over there in Minnesota?
You know, right now I'm actually wearing shorts. Not that bad.
Damn.
It's like 50 degrees.
That's summer over there, bro.
Global warming, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, for us it's summer, man.
Man, 50 degrees over here, people are wearing scarves, bro. Leg warmers.
Well, there's an epidemic over here. People are dying, fool.
I'm wearing a sweater right now with a jacket.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you sporting that Raiders.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Yeah, bro. I have to, bro. We're 6'2".
Shining
what happened?
Right now,
what happened this year, man?
I think
Del Rio,
we got over the hump. You know, a lot of people say that.
You guys,
thank you, bro.
College, man. I don't want to be that like that lady that just keeps calling and be like, hey, I don't know. You guys know me. I don't know me.
Oh, yeah, man. She's crazy on Instagram, too.
Oh, my God. She's trying to get in right now, dog. Thank God you got in, fool.
I was hoping. I was like, man, I hope Ivy doesn't lie, because otherwise she's going to hold up the line. I'm never going to get through, man.
I know, man. She had this wild-ass story, man, that ended with no punchline.
Well, dude, thank you very much for calling in, dude, and your support.
I can be a comedian. I got stories.
Hey, say what's up to Lisa, man. I know you're back there, man. Even though
Lisa said, what's up?
What's up?
She says, what's up?
The manager says, what's up, fool?
Take care, guys.
Thank
Bye.
You, bro.
Be cool, dude. Like
Minnesota, bro.
Hell yeah. Minneapolis, of all places. Home of Chuck Bartel.
What's up, fool? Hello.
What's up, Felipe? What's up, Rodrigo?
What's up, brother? Who's this?
Hey, this is Julian, man, from the last show, man, I called in.
Oh, shit. Julian. What's happening, dog?
Yeah. Hey, my coworker, man, I saw that who just called in the
show. Yeah. Yeah. You're Julian Torres, right?
Yeah. Fucking Panzon getting paid $35 an hour, but they're calling a podcast show.
Oh, you're putting him on blast, dog. Shout out to everybody at work right now.
Shout out to everybody who's working.
City workers, bro. City workers, man. That's what you need them for.
I know, man. City workers, bro. Five guys holding a broom while the guy who's doing Caltrans is doing other mopping.
Fucking five supervisors for one job.
Five supervisors and one guy doing community
better
work.
Work union.
Let me tell you what. Hey, dude, thank you for representing at the podcast fest.
Donald Trump, man. Fuck this guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, that guy voted for Donald Trump?
Yeah, bro. He's fucking... You know how he is, man. Fucking
this fool, dog!
The guy who called earlier. Oh,
yeah.
Victor.
Yeah, fucking Panton, where he's on Danny Craig and fucking... trying to work the system.
Double dipping over here, dog.
All right, boys, just kind of say what's up, man. Have a good day, guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you for representing again, dog. Keep shining. Happy holidays.
Always, bro. Take it easy.
That's what's up, fool.
Shout out to Sin Karin, bro.
What's up, brother?
Sin from Karin. Ministry.
Hell yeah. He was just in Mexico, too, huh? No.
Killing it.
Or is it Texas just recently? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Ripping it up. Shredding, dog. What's up, dude?
Sin Karin. Hello. What's up, fool?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
You got in, bro. That's what she said.
Who's this, fool?
Oh, no. I got in?
You're in, dog. You're all the way in, bro. You're almost out.
Yeah, hey, get into the portal, dog. Speak to me.
Bro, come on, bro. Come on. What did you say, mush mouth?
Yeah, what's up?
God damn. Oh,
man, I was fucking curious. I follow you guys on Instagram and shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I was like, fuck it, man. I'm gonna call him out. I'm sitting here like drinking beer, hanging out with my cat.
Hell yeah, bro. That's how we do it.
Give that little fool a little sip, dog.
Pet that fool's head, bro. Come on.
Tell him to bite the can with the fang.
Hey,
this fool's my cat, dog. Look at Tommy Chong Jr.
Okay, the guy on the right, is he from Superstore? Is he in there? Yeah.
I was on Superstore. Oh, I'm going to be on again November 10th.
Next week, fool.
Next week.
Oh, man. So funny. I fucking watched those last two episodes.
Thank you, man.
Been cracking up on shit lately, man.
What's the name of your cat?
That was an awesome performance. Fucking digged it.
Hell yeah, bro.
What's your cat's name, fool?
My cat's name is Kidders.
Kidders, dog!
It's not that great.
That's a cool name, though. Dude. Fuck it, dude.
Kidders, dog. You know, deal with so much. Yeah, it's funny, man. Like, my buddy, not my buddy, but my brother, he's been on Comedy Bang Bang a couple times with Little Things. So, dude, I've been following all you guys for a long time. I was like, fuck, man, I'm calling bored as shit right now.
Hell yeah, bro. Just you, a beer can, and Kidders.
You and a Tolly, dog. This fool.
Dude, I'm the trifecta.
Where you calling in from, dude?
Like, you know, I'm in Bozeman, Montana, originally from Orange County, California. So
Montana?
Bozeman, Montana? God damn.
Yeah, man, it's getting cold as shit. Nips are hard on Bailey.
I thought you were going to have a pet moose, dog.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet to ride that shit around.
Well, that fool Moosers, dog.
St. Paul, right?
This fool right here. Fucking Bozeman, Montana, Raza.
Representing in Montana.
Hell yeah, fool, from the Iron Curtain all the way up there.
What the Montana slogan? Hey, at least we're not Minnesota.
Yeah, that last guy was just like, oh man, oh shit, what do I do now?
And High Plains Drifter over here, him and Kidders, dog.
Kidders walking around going, fuck this guy.
I know, huh? This fool doesn't even bring me back a michelada, dog.
You gotta get those micheladas. You gotta have them.
Yeah, man.
Man, dude.
Hell yeah. What's up, fool?
The other is cracking me up, man. I was just sitting here watching. I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this? Should I call in? Am I even going to get through?
You got in, dog.
You're here, fool. Thank you very much for calling, dog.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. It was a good time, dude.
You have any Halloween stories or ghost stories that happened in Montana? Like you saw a prairie dog or something?
Saw a beaver, dog.
You fucking pop them in your sink. No.
You're trading pelts, dog.
No, not really. I just got like pretty hammered and went out to the bar, and there was like this bartender, and he was like, I don't know why he put so much makeup on, but he was just sweating profusely because he was so busy, and like all of his fucking makeup was running on his face. And I was like, why did you try this hard when you know you had this amount of tasks?
Looking like Kinko the Clown.
Or Robert Smith from The Cure.
Yeah, you just fucked up, and like his horns were stolen off.
It was fucking cracking me up.
This was a riot, dog.
You better be fucking careful about the shit falling in drink. I don't know.
It was, man.
It was a weird night.
Well, thanks for calling, bro. Tell Kidders what's up for me.
Hell yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
Hell yeah, dog. Be careful.
Yeah, all right, fool. Doing, bro.
Feed him real cat food, dog.
What the fuck you doing? Because I don't even know what she has done.
Hell yeah, bro.
So now you're reachable and also online. So
that's what's up, fool.
Hell yeah, bro.
Here feeding the cat scrambled eggs, eh?
I know he let the cat get open.
You're doing your shit on Superstore because you're like my favorite character.
Thank you, bro. I'm gonna be on next week again,
November 10th.
Dude. Yeah. I gotta go. Like a meeting.
Yeah, man.
That show is so funny. Yeah, man.
Enough over here. You neglected the cat.
We got another phone call, dog.
I gotta go drink my beer and hang out with my kids. So I'm gonna keep watching you guys. So
hell yeah,
that's
dude.
My day now.
It's my day, man. Later, dog.
Oh, fool. Wow. Right now, when he broke character, I thought about that movie I just saw. I saw Madea Boo movie.
Oh, you guys seen it? How is fool? It? Fool? I want to see
Corey
it.
Corey Holcomb's in it.
Yeah, dude, that's
Corey
what's up.
Corey Holcomb, Dominique, the comedian.
Oh, she's funny
and,
as fuck, dog.
And Adele.
Really?
Adele Givens, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
I haven't
she's
seen
from
her
Chicago
in a
too.
Long ass time.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, so.
What's Corey Holcomb?
They came out in the end, a convict. But a lot of good comics came out
fuck
in the end.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. That, yeah,
it was
really
a funny ass movie.
Dude.
What's up, fool?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hello?
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 Oh my God. I got through?
Yeah. I don't know how much you got through. Who is this?
This is Priscilla from San Diego.
Hey, what's happening, Priscilla?
Priscilla, what's up? Bipolar girl from Twitter.
That's right.
Instagram.
Did you say older girl?
No, bipolar girl. I said from the... Okay. I was trying to remember your Twitter name.
Yeah, you came out to the San Diego show.
We didn't get to see you because you left, right?
I did. I'm so sorry. Couldn't even think enough. But the second time, you know, I went with my my husband, you know, to the... We don't have the same common interest, you know what I mean? So we had that cara de miserable. So he wanted to leave, but oh my God, I tried and let it bother me nothing, but we left early because of him. I was so mad.
That fool wanted to leave, dog.
What's his beef?
No, so he doesn't, you know, he's not into the comedy thing. He's like, puro pedos.
What is he into?
He says, you know? Soccer.
He's into soccer, man.
Damn. He has a big goal.
I want to throw my 30 laundry. It's not working out over here. I sent an email to Rodrigo. He knows my dirty laundry pretty much. But,
yeah, I replied.
Keep it on the down low.
No, it's all gravy. Anyways, like I said, keep shining. You know, keep your head up.
Yeah, I am. And I can't. You guys just have no idea how much you make. I mean, the world, because a lot of times when I'm having hard nights and I can't sleep and, you know, going through my symptoms, I put on, I watch your podcast or watch. I first saw you on Netflix, Felipe.
Yes.
And then I went online to watch when you won the
Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. And the first time, I remember 3 years ago, when I didn't know what Twitter was and how it worked. And you said when something crazy, like, if it's walking down the street and I said hi to a girl, she'll probably, you know, get scared or something. And I'm no, and I said, and I responded to you. I said, no, I go, if I say that, I would say hello. And it started from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but it just means you guys acknowledge me. It means of the world to me. You have no idea.
Well, and thank you for listening.
Hell yeah. Thank you awesome. Very much. Always.
You got any Halloween stories or crazy ghost stories that happened to you growing up?
Well, not for, is it children watching right now? That's
no.
No.
Well, you saw a naked ghost?
She's seen a tail.
I wish. there's no action happening right here, so unfortunately, I don't want to share my sad stories. That's not a scary story. It's pretty scary, too. Oh, my God. You guys are so fun. I love it. Felipe always talks about stuff. You guys talk about, you not only make me laugh, but you remind me of, you know, back in the days. You know, you remind me how old I'm going to be. I'm going to be 47 this month. So
you look good.
Back in the days, eh?
You look good for 47.
Thank you.
I thought you were 38, like Rodrigo.
Thank you.
It's funny, man. Like, there's people who are now 47, who are 35, and their face and they never did drugs. They never had drama in their life, but they looked like life beat the fuck out of them.
Bad genetics, fool.
Your husband, right? It looks like motherfucker are gonna die from worrying.
Yo no me dejo de preocupar.
Tiene cara de pinche mil golpes.
Mil chingazos.
At one time, we used to say, we used to look at people, damn, that fool had a face of someone who got punched 1,000 times. Like Ricky Gutierrez, bro, two Bat Bronson.
You guys look good, too. I'm digging your hair. I always think your hair, Felipe. My son adores you. He's like, I wish I could go with you. I'd rather take my son and my husband because he totally gets it. He loves all you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Your dog said, I go, Mommy, I wish I could go with you. Like, I drove him about the babysitters. I'm like, I know, babe, I wish you could. When I'm 18, I don't know if it's 18 or 21, but, you know, you're going to be my road dog.
How old is he?
He's 9.
Oh, he's young, man.
He's so mature. He's so mature. It wasn't for him, too. So, yeah, he's
a mature 9-year-old. He cooks, he cleans.
Yeah, he's compassionate and, you know, caring. I don't hide nothing from him. You know, at first I did when I first got my diagnosis 3 years ago, and no, he's just, and I always apologize for, you know, my symptoms. Sometimes I, you know, lose it, like intolerance, you know, my intolerance, and I, you know, don't have a very nice mouth.
Yeah.
And like, kiss me, but not directly, you know what I mean? But he's like, I'm sorry, baby, I don't want you to think like that. He's, no, stop apologizing, you're going to make me mad. He's so cute. But yeah, he adores you guys, and I don't want you guys to. But when you guys talk about, you know, inappropriate, and I say, okay, you go cover your ears, hey, let me get the volume.
Yeah.
But that's the one. Thank you guys for always, you know, giving me love, and you guys, you really take care of your fans, really. And I saw Felipe, this is like 2 times now, and finally saw Rodrigo.
Awesome.
And awesome. Thank you very much.
I'm happy for you, Rodrigo, and your relationship issues there. I'm glad everything worked out for you.
Yeah, parenting is hard, man. Like our son, he's turning 12, so he's like, but going on 16. And he walks in with a little attitude all the time. Like, I tell him, like, can you put the chair in? He fucking slams real hard. Like, I had to put him on check the other day. But then you feel bad because they don't know how to react. Because they start crying. And you don't know how to deal with that. Then you want to cry.
Yeah.
Like, then you feel like the asshole.
When he cries, I'm like, no, stop crying.
Yeah, man. You feel like the asshole. No, I feel better not saying shit now.
Yeah, well.
But then I don't want to say nothing. Then I feel bad. But I feel horrible afterward because they start crying. Because you're like. Because I come from an era where, man, my dad would have fucked my ass up.
Can't be doing that these days.
My dad would have told me, put that chair in, and if I would have slammed it that hard, my dad would have felt like, you want to hit me with that chair, huh?
You want to get slammed like that chair.
We never talk about
it. I just feel bad afterwards, dude. I just don't want to be a parent, man.
But you have
I want a free will, bro. Because you know what? You also want the kid to love you and like you. But then you feel so sad afterward because you feel like they're never going to like you again. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, but you got to be careful because I have an older daughter and I did that, you know, friend, you know, be her friend kind of thing. No, it blows up in your face and she doesn't respect you. Listen, take you seriously.
She's like a homie now.
Party. Yeah.
I don't know. They got to find the balance somewhere and that's tough.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So what it is.
You can say, well, no more PlayStation, but then you want to play PlayStation.
You get to play it, dog.
Exactly. My son.
Yeah, I can't just be playing PlayStation. Don't let him play. I feel bad.
I know, I do too. Like you're grounded, and you can't play your tablet, your PlayStation. But then they come along.
Like,
oh, go ahead.
Or you tell them no television. Then all of a sudden they start liking your show. It's like this guy's supposed to be punished, but now he likes Seinfeld.
Gotta watch TV somehow.
I know, man.
I like how they because you know their names.
Like you can't even tell a kid like you can't watch no more TV because then they'll come and watch your show, but they start liking your show and then like it's like they win.
He knows how to adapt.
What I gotta do is
my son knows their names and stuff. Their family.
And then the hard part about the parent part is that you feel like you want to win, but it's not really a game, man.
No, you got like just, a teenager, Felipe, huh? Like,
yeah.
mine is just like, he's right there where he still loves mommy, you know, mama's boy.
I grew 5 years yesterday.
They grow up, man.
Yeah,
man.
I told my family, one day you're going to say, get out of here, mom. Because teenagers get mean. He goes, no, I'm not. I'm going to put this on video, Nico. All teenagers get like that, okay? It's okay. I'm not waiting for that. Like, I'm not counting the days for that, but eventually you're going to be a teenager.
I know, man.
I'm going like, to be like that.
I don't want to be like, it's sad to say that, but my kids are going to be like that already. I don't want to be like how I am with my dad, where I could go 5 years without saying hi to that motherfucker and I'm okay.
Nah. I'm going to break that cycle, dude.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm so glad. And thank you so much for everything you guys do for me, okay? I love you guys.
You're more than welcome.
You did a lot for me right now, too. I got to release some stuff.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Bye. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
This guy's inside taking a dump somewhere, bro.
He's in a silo, fool.
He's in a box.
I'm at work, homie. I'm at work.
Under the table, like.
Hiding from the supervisor.
Bro, you make me feel it. I never had to call a vato 70 times to just tell him what's up, fool.
Make it 71, big
what's
dog.
What's up, fool?
How you living, fool? Who's
got
this?
Got in, bro.
Hey, this is Juan de Dios, dog, from Boyle Heights.
What up?
What up, Juan de Dios from Boyle Heights? Paisan, where you live at? Boyle Heights.
Evergreen and Folsom, dog, but we moved on up like the Jeffersons, dog. We're in La Puente now, you know?
In La Puente.
That's straight up moving up, bro. Once you make it to Montebello, you're in Beverly Hills.
No, I know. But we still ain't going to Pico.
I skipped Montebello, dog. Just went straight to the fucking promised land, you know?
The promised land, bro.
La Puente, bro.
Bridge
where,
City.
La Puente, where everybody has a home.
Yeah. La Flor de Jalisco.
Yeah, man, I grew up right there, dude, right in front of El Castillo. You know where that's at?
Yeah. That's right there where they have right the restaurant.
Yeah. Tepeyac,
yeah.
The big-ass burrito.
That Tepeyac right there in Castillo has nothing to do with the other Tepeyac in East LA.
They're separate, huh?
Yeah.
That one has Ciro's around the corner, too.
That one has mariachis, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the other one, dog.
Get the name, fool.
You're going to die, bro. Yeah. That place in La Puente, bro, that restaurant, El Tepeyac, when I was on the fucking Mexican dating game, that was our prize.
What, a dinner there? What? And a song. Eh?
And then the lady who I picked, she told me, "Estoy casada."
Oh, my God. Are you serious, fool?
She's married, bro. They found her in the middle of the streets.
Oh, shit.
She wanted to work,
man. You guys are dope, man. I love you guys.
I love you, bro.
I just want to hit you up, dog, and just fucking, you know, let you know that, you know, you guys are the shit, man. And we're just over here trying to hold it down, you know?
Fuck
yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
Hey, quick question, dude.
Hey,
Go ahead. Oh, no, if you had any crazy Halloween stories, dog. Or ghost stories.
Halloween stories. So check this out, right? So I'm at my house. It wasn't Halloween, but it was Friday night. I'm at my house chilling out. Me and my lady had some beers, right? I'm passed out on the sofa, chilling out. All of a sudden, I hear the back door open. It's like 4 in the morning, dog. I hear the back door open. I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't expecting anybody. I look. I had a random fucking stranger. Latino, paisa, of course, dude. Fucking in his pajamas with rubber gloves on. That's kind of like a costume, right?
What the fuck?
What the fuck was sleep?
His dog and he got scared.
I thought that fool was sleepwalking.
Was he trying to break in and shit or what?
He was trying to break in, dog. Like in La Puente, dog, you know? Fuck. I could have got murdered.
I threw a fucking pan at that fool.
A paisa with pajamas and gloves, bro.
And rubber gloves, dog.
Did you report that shit?
I couldn't even lie about that.
Huh? Did you report it?
Yeah, I did. But the cop was like, oh, did you take anything?
Oh, my God.
And we're like, nah. And he's like, ah, fuck. You don't have a case. And he just basically bounced. And he didn't give a shit.
No, they don't give a shit.
Nah, man. Hey, but I just had a question for you, Felipe.
Yeah.
I always hear you talk about, like your family, you know, your pops. You have all these stories. I just wanted to know, like, does your pops ever tell you, like, hey, mijo, like, I'm proud of you, like... I never heard you say that.
Not once, bro.
No, fool.
Not once.
At your wedding, he was telling everybody how proud he was of you.
He didn't tell me.
I know. He's all, you know what I mean? He's all boasting. But that's good.
That fool never said, I'm proud of you once or gave me a big-ass hug and said, I love you. He told other people.
Oh, man.
He was telling me how proud he was.
He's like Hank Hill, bro. If you ever watch Hank Hill and he fucking had a hard time telling his son, I love you, or you start talking about about sexual problems, he walk away.
Different generation, man.
My dad still prays to the Virgin Mary, bro. Come on.
Doesn't know any better.
Yeah, man. That's an old school bicep thing, you know. They don't say their feelings, dog. You know, ever.
Yeah, man. Gonna be tough.
Hey, but that's what it is, dog. Hey, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
My dad,
that lady with her butler story is trying to get through, or whatever that story is.
We'll be listening, dog.
Hey, bro. My dad said, "Los hombres no lloran." The, but if you're gonna cry, cry like a man, Willie Barcena.
That was his first right, one man show.
Hey, I'm out, eh?
All right, fool.
Have debuted a good show, at the hall. Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Be cool, fool. Late.
Straight up bice out here, call my dad. Man, I don't know, bro. If I would have saw that food at my house, I would have throw a. I would have if I had a in the kitchen. If I had a fucking plate,
I would have thrown a plate
at him like a frisbee and try to kill him, bro.
The fuck's he doing, dude?
Once he's in your house, you can kill him, right?
It depends.
You can, right?
California has a weird. There's weird laws on that, but I've heard of laws.
What?
I've heard. I heard it's
what's up, fool?
I don't know exactly what it is, but people prosecute from
El Paso. What's up, Ron from El Paso?
What's up, Rodrigo?
Chilling, brother. How you living, dude?
How's you chilling by the route?
How's the dust in El Paso?
It's
all
right. I'm doing pest control today. It's actually been warm here for the last like month. It's been in the 80s.
What are you guys battling, roaches?
A lot of bed bugs and roaches when we do the housing and stuff like that.
God damn, man. I can't believe fucking there's still bed bugs in apartments, man.
Oh, dude, it's fucking saturated here in L.A., dog. You see all the those mattresses outside? Because they have bed bugs.
Oof. And I was and I used to wrestle on them. What happened?
It's been crazy. It's been hot from like the 80s and 90s here like the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey, are the Mexicans in El Paso voting for Trump or what?
Hell no. Like, you'll see people with Trump signs and the next day they're gone. You don't know where the sign went.
So I take it they're going for the big H, huh?
I think so. I'm going for Gary Johnson, but,
you want to go ahead and throw away your vote, huh?
Hey, bro, any ghost stories in El Paso?
Well, I have a ghost story when I was deployed to Iraq in 2005.
What happened, bro?
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were driving our Humvee back to the base. And I just seen this weird thing run across the road. Nobody saw it but me. I told my gunner, I was like, hey, did you see that? No one saw it but me. It was pretty crazy. And then come to find out, I guess, about a month before we were there, Special Forces, I guess Saddam had like a zoo, and they let all his animals run loose out in the desert. And it just freaked me. I don't know what it was. Like, it looked like a big like giraffe or something, but it like ran across the road. It was pretty creepy because no one else saw it but me.
Damn.
That's funny. That's funny how that story you said, because Pablo Escobar, from Pablo the drug dealer, he had a zoo too. And after they arrested him, all the animals just ran loose. So they have they have hippopotamus over there.
Yeah, but he even had endangered species too,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, there's like some, they said there was a lion out in the middle, like Baghdad somewhere, for like 2 or 3 weeks till it died because it starved to death or something like that.
Damn. Crazy.
What else is cracking
the
over there?
We saw a white lion pass by, bro.
it's been quiet over here. If you ever guys come back out here, Roger, you can go on the route with me if you want. You can bring your own BNG, though.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Thanks for calling,
dog. We spray all the Chico's tacos out here, too. So.
Are you serious, fool?
Yeah, we do all the Chico's tacos, all the public housing, Village Inns, Applebee's.
How's Chico's tacos, by the way?
Which one's dirtier, Applebee's, huh?
No comment?
Can't say.
Has to be Applebee's, bro. They have more food. I think if you have more food, well, no, and then more in produce.
In El Paso, it's weird because I'm from Phoenix. In El Paso, the Village Inn serve them the noodles.
Yes, they do. Me, back in the day when I used to comb over there, we went to the Village Inn.
Yeah, we went to the Village Inn before. I didn't have menudo, though.
They have menudo there, but they give you toast.
I've never seen it anywhere else. They serve menudo here, but I've never seen it in California, Arizona, anywhere. Any other Village Inns, I've never seen menudo except for here.
And they even got chilaquiles.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
The IHOP over here in L.A. has menudo and chilaquiles.
I gotta stop
the one over there on the way, by the avenues.
Oh,
by Taconazo.
No, okay. I know which one.
What's up, fool? Thank you for calling, bro, from El Chuco.
Hey, yeah, Ron. Be cool.
Yep. All right, talk to you guys later. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Pest control in El Paso. What's up, fool?
Oh, shit. No way. What's up, man?
Yes, what's way. Up, fool? Who's this?
This is Alex from San Diego, dog.
What's up, Alex from San Diego?
What up, dude?
Hey, first of all, I want to apologize to Rodrigo because on his Instagram, I said I was going to call in today and talk shit about the Dodgers, but I'm not going to say anything about the Dodgers because I'm like, they're probably going to hang up on my ass.
That's all right, bro. They didn't make it, so.
Talk shit about the Cubs, dog.
Talk shit about Kershaw all you want, bro. He was
no,
done.
No, I'm actually a Cubs fan, that's why. But fuck baseball, man. I don't give a fuck about baseball right now.
Bro, come on, bro. You know it's fakes. How could the fucking Cubs come back from down 3-1?
I know, what the hell. Both teams that haven't been in there for years, and now all of a sudden.
I know, man. I sometimes feel like they're trying to market this so hard.
They want to sell those tickets for that last game.
Yeah, like everything is stretched out to game 7 now.
Hell yeah. And that advertising attached to it on TV.
Hey, they got me, man. I called in sick to work to watch some fucking games, so I'm losing money.
Hey, bro, what you would have paid, if you were living in Chicago, what you would have paid $300 to watch the game inside of a bar?
Fuck no.
And remember, wasn't it an extra $500 to get a table?
It was
an
extra $1,000 to get a table.
You could buy $300 worth of fucking beer and watch it at your house.
Well, I'll just buy a bear, dog.
Yeah. You know, I was watching this thing and saying the Airbnbs, they made millions of fucking dollars when they had the 3 games over there.
I bet they did.
All the people renting out little ass apartments for like fucking $1,500 a day and shit.
Rate hikes, homie.
Wow, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Adjusting to the demand.
Damn, man. So I'm happy I'm talking to you guys, man. This is awesome.
We're happy we're talking
really
to you, too.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Fuck yeah, Alex.
What's up?
Oh, I said fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm really happy. I've been a fan, I mean, from the beginning when you guys started the Kidnap series and then went over to the Cholos Where Are They Now series.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, I've been following that shit for a while, man. You guys are awesome. I tell everybody about you guys.
Thank you.
Nobody fucking wants to listen, though, because nobody knows what a podcast is.
Tell them, bro, we have a radio show.
Yeah, it's a trip how many people don't know about podcasts.
But the best thing is that when they get into it, bro, we have loyal fans forever.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded. I'm like, they're on a podcast. They're like, what's that? I'm like, you know, I can't fucking talk to you.
Oh, then there's people who have a phone on them and go, I don't know shit about no internet, bro. You have a phone with internet.
Like, hop on there and subscribe those fools.
Just type, what's a fool podcast?
No, if somebody doesn't know what a podcast is, I can't even be your friend. You know, I'm not going to fucking take the time and put that shit on their phone. They're too stupid to know.
Bunch of tapaos, bro.
Yeah,
fuck
bro.
You have any scary ghost stories, by the way?
Boo.
What's up?
You got any scary ghost stories, by the way?
Any scary ghost stories? Nah, but once in my fucking... You know when you talk shit when you're little and your parents, your mom tells you, te baja las patas el diablo.
Yeah, the devil's going to take you.
Yeah, and the motherfucker did. I swear to God that happened to me.
All right, fool.
You know,
I don't know what it was, but something was fucking with me at night. Like, it moved me from one side of the room to the other.
It was your father, dog.
Whoa.
It was somebody, but I went and apologized to my mom as soon as I was able to peek from the blanket. You know how when you get scared, you cover yourself like the blanket's going to do something?
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was levitating, dog.
When I was a kid, we were in Mexico, my grandma would say that these sapos, these big old bullfrogs, would choke you at night. I always thought about it was real, dog. They come in at night and try to choke you.
I don't know. That'll be weird, that, dog.
Those things are fucking disgusting, man. Those bullfrogs are ugly fucking animals.
I know, man. How come my mom likes frog legs?
Just stop. I heard it's good, though.
Tastes like chicken.
Frog legs. Nah, fuck. I can't fuck with that shit.
Frog legs, fool.
Piernas,
so what's
bro.
Up, Felipe? Are you ever going to eat meat again or not?
I don't know, but probably not, bro.
Probably not.
I don't want to get constipated.
I wish I had your willpower.
You got to start off slow, bro. Start off with not drinking milk and cheese.
What's up?
Start off slow, bro. Start off by getting rid of milk and cheese out of your diet.
I went vegan for like 2 weeks. I lost a bunch of weight and I felt good, but
there you go,
I couldn't take it. I went back to TJ and fucking I hit up the taco stand.
Oh,
Tacos El Gordo or what?
No, my parents live right across the border. I live right here close to the border in San Diego. And my parents live in TJ, and I go down there, like, just about every weekend, but I can't stop eating those fucking tacos.
La Mesa.
I'm going to tell you the best tacos in TJ. It's called Tacos Guanajuato, dog.
Where?
Right there off of Victorio Carranza Way. Victoriano Carranza.
We used to go to his taco truck. Every time we went over there with the same taco stand, it was right next to a shoe store. Like a zapateria, Tres Hermanos, or Canadas.
Canada.
And that guy would sit there, and then there would be a dog with pulgas, bro, on the side. begging for a taco.
If there's not a dog with fucking, you know, flesh missing and no hair, you know, or at your feet, there's not a real taco stand, dog.
Hell no, man. The dog has to be connected to one of those tire rims.
Con lambre encima.
A big-ass chain around his neck. Skinny-ass fucking dog.
Thinking about that, brother, how so sad it was, dog. There used to be this taco truck in Echo Park on Sunset right next to Dodger Stadium. And right next door, there was a car lot. And they had this fucking dog there all night, smelling tacos all night, bro. Nobody gave him a little slice.
Nothing. Not even a tortilla.
That's fucking torture.
Dude, I felt bad for that dog.
I felt bad for that dog,
man, because everybody would be there ordering tacos, and he's over there salivating, going, rah, 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 rah.
Oh, dude, imagine driving him nuts, dude.
Try to bite the chain off, huh?
Hell yeah, man. Hating Mexicans.
Oh, that sucks, man. Different species, that fucking sucks.
What's up, fool? Thanks for calling from San Diego.
Hell yeah, Alex.
Nah, thank you guys for picking up, man. I just want to say you guys keep doing what you're doing. Rodrigo fucking keeps shining. I'm a fucking big fan. Felipe, you know, I can't even express how I feel about your ass, man.
Thank you, bro.
You helped me out. You guys have helped me out more than you guys can imagine, and I'm sure that goes for, you know, the thousands of people that are your fans and shit. And that's it, man. Lisa too, she does a great
job. She's right here, bro.
You know, yeah.
Way high heels. Job.
What's up, Lisa? So you know, you guys are amazing, man.
Thank you.
Keep it up, and I'm gonna keep spreading the word. Hopefully, please, fucking people listen. And you guys are awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much, dude.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, man. Keep shining, though.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
¿Qué onda, mijos?
¿Qué onda?
Hello. Who's this?
It's Renee from Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, Texas. Renee. Renee Goulet. Yeah.
What up, brother?
I'm the homie that works at the coffee shop across from Spiral.
What's up, fool? Yeah, that's the homie right
there,
bro.
Yeah, Renee Floyd, dude.
Renee Floyd, bro.
What up, brother? How you living?
Chilling.
We'll be there next week. We're coming to Addison next week.
I know you're coming. I was gonna say, let's do it. I'll roll the blunts. You know, get the mushrooms.
Hell yeah, bro!
Vegan nachos.
Oh yeah, I want to eat that bread again at that fucking coffee shop you work at.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
What was it called?
We had a coconut one, but you got the vegan one.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So yeah, that pastry shop that's right down the street makes vegan cake and vegan cookies, all that good stuff.
Coffee was outstanding,
the
too.
The bread I got, it was like a pumpkin. I don't know what it was, like a purple lavender cake.
It was a little like exotic.
Yeah. Oh, you know, did you get the, was it the vegan pear cake or something?
I think
like
it was, yes.
Yeah, I keep telling my wife.
I'm going to take it to go next time, bro, because my wife wants to taste it.
I got a bomb ass coconut slice.
Spiral Diner and a blunt.
Say what's up?
What's up, fool?
I miss you guys, you know?
We miss you too,
you
dog.
Guys come back.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. I miss that big fat ass cat by your house.
the one that was on the porch.
Yeah, big head, dog.
Chilling, dog.
It's big, dog. I mean, fed him human food, dog.
A panther.
Team cat, dog.
The big ass
funny
cat.
Funny is Fort Worth is called Panther City because they said back in the day it used to be so slow that a panther could sleep downtown and nobody would give a shit. So
damn.
They call it Panther City, dog.
Renee Floyd, fool.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, look out for my band, guys. We got some interesting news. We've been pushing it pretty hard for the past year. We just released our EP July 29th. The band is called Woes. It's two V's, V-V-O-E-S. We just got we're trying to get like y'all. We got our own publicist, dog, and they're out in LA. So, you know, we might need to make a trip out there, hit up the dispensaries.
Hell yeah.
Play some tunes.
Be a guest on our podcast. Yeah. You could play on our podcast.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah. Keep us posted, dog.
I'll send you guys a couple of things. We've got a tape that's about to come out. We got some new shirts and stuff like that. So when you come through, I'll have a little goodie bag for you guys.
I'll be ready, dog.
Fuck yeah. Send me a link and I'll retweet it, dude.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Renee.
Keep shining. Love you guys. Hell yeah. Do everything, you know. See you guys soon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I forgot about this fool hooked us up over there with that good cake. Bro. It was good. That's when we met that some people that we invited some people from
Victoria
the
Gallegos.
Yeah.
No, it's not Victoria Gallegos. One Love.
One Love, whatever.
Lead with Love.
Lead, whatever, yeah.
He's an artist as well.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? We're all artists, bro. We're United Artists. What's up, fool? Where you calling from? Who's this?
Whoa.
What's up, dude? Jose slash Muerto from Pomona.
What's up, fool?
Hey, what do you guys got against Pomona, man? You guys are always hating on Pomona, bro.
Oh, hell no. The Fairplex is the shit, dog. Please. No, the Glass House.
Pomona's crazy, bro. Yeah, it's going to be like Compton.
Real. You guys had some shit going down in Pomona like a couple years ago, right? There was like a lot of dead prostitutes on the street and a lot of dead gang members.
Still, man, we're still finding dead bodies.
Yeah, dude, there's a big old special on them. I think KTLA did a special. And also, too, right there, didn't a cop kill some dude right there in Pomona after he left the bar? And they went on a manhunt, and he went to Mexico, and then they caught his dad. His dad's in jail, and he's in jail now.
Shit, that's right. That's what was the cop.
Pomona was the only place I used to go for the best fish tacos, bro.
Taco Naso.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
bro.
Dog. Right there on Third Street
rest
or First
Street?
Yeah. Yeah, rest in peace for sure, dog. Now it's a bar.
Right there on Second, bro.
Fuck yeah.
What's up, Muerto, bro? You ever seen any ghost? Anybody told you or you seen any ghost stories?
No.
Any crazy Halloween nights when you were a kid?
Nah, man. We used to just do beer runs and fucking torture people right there in the historical district of Pomona.
Oh, my God. Dude, I forgot about that. Being a teenager dressed up in the Halloween clothes and walking into the liquor store and running out with all the beer.
Beer run, fool.
That's how I feel right now, bro. I'm all nervous talking to you guys. I'm about to steal some beer.
Hey, dude, right before it went all hipster right there, there was a lot of cholos and like gangsters beating up fools right there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And jacking them, yeah.
I got mugged once right there on the underpass. Right there on damn. Second.
You did? Fool. Right there by the underpass is right there where the train passes by, right?
Yeah.
It's dark right there.
Fucking
on Gary,
hardcore
bro.
Dark, fool. Ain't no joke right there.
Rodrigo and I, we did a comedy show once in Pomona where we had to stop the show because the train passed by.
It was all loud.
Oh, shit. That was probably our characters, bro.
Yes!
Yeah, dude.
It was a girl running the show.
Yeah, but this is days ago, dude. And then characters had a comedy show too on Tuesdays for a while. And that was way before the Taco Nazo and before that. Yeah, man.
So that was before my day, bro.
Well, Rudy Moreno.
Hell yeah. I just wanted to call him, man. I'm surprised I got through, man. Big fan, new fan, just heard about you, your podcast 2 months ago.
Oh, bro, thank you.
Shout out to my cousin Carlos Herrera. He turned me on to you guys. But before that, I listened to nothing but Joey, man.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And now you're locked into the What's Up Fool podcast. Welcome to the family, then, Muerto.
I just caught him last night with Dean Del Rey right there at the Comedy Store.
Oh, hell yeah. You went out to that show? Sweet, dude.
Hell I might catch you this weekend, at Claremont.
In Claremont, that's going to be December 29th.
Oh, that's so ways.
Right there in Upland, dog.
You're doing the pre New Year's Eve show.
Yeah, pre.
December 29th?
Yeah, December 29th.
I ain't doing nothing.
And the 21st on the other one. But yeah, man, on November. So, yeah.
Oh, November 29th.
No, November 21st in Burbank and December 29th in Claremont.
Claremont.
I caught you dudes at Brea Improv.
Thank you.
On August. You told me happy birthday, bro. It wasn't even my birthday.
It was the guy sitting next to you, eh? No, what up?
Hey, my birthday is in 4 days, though, so.
Happy birthday in 4 days.
You write it down, dog.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. For the second time this year.
Hey, fool, for being your nickname being Muerto, you're alive, dog.
You just saw Muerto.
I feel alive right now. Shit, dude. You guys are fucking funny as hell, man. Get me through my workday. All the stress. My boss. My family, you know. Just you guys help a lot of people. I don't know if you guys know that.
I hope we're helping somebody, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I thought I was just helping Rodrigo.
Yeah, man.
Pomona, dog.
Thanks, man. I don't take up too much time, man.
Thank you for calling Jose Muerto from Pomona.
Hell yeah, brother.
Brother.
Orale,
and shout out to my sister real quick, Angel. She was a comedian for a little bit. But...
Oh, dude, is your sister... Are you the fool that plays drums, fool?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, dog? I was picturing like a fucking pale cholo with the fucking brocha, dog. I know you, fool. What's happening, dog? Shout out to Angel, dog.
Angel what?
For sure.
I don't know you guys' last name, dude. I apologize, but I know who your sister is, dude. She's Crystal's homie. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
Is Angel like an older lady?
No, young girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. This fool used to play drums in a death metal band.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
What's up, fool? Thank you for calling, man. All
right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
De nada, güey. Gracias.
Small world, man.
Crazy. Dude, I pictured a...
What's up, fool?
Ain't no sunshine.
Happy...
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Day of the Dead.
Hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
What's
who's
up, fool? Hey.
It's hey, funny,
who? Who do you think this be?
I don't know, man. I'm
Santa Cholo.
Come on, Felipe. Me, Moises.
Oh, fool from the Three Guys podcast.
Yeah, no, Moises from Novato. You remember the bracelet?
What?
Moises from the...
Yeah, you remember... I emailed Felipe about... you remember I told... you guys read my email about my case.
Oh, from San Jose.
Not Moises. He was on house arrest.
Yeah, you couldn't go to the show.
He couldn't come to the show.
When he recorded his special.
Yeah, and then we gave you a shout out at the show to your friends to the show. And they told you couldn't go because you had a bracelet.
Yeah.
How you been now, bro?
Remember, I've been good. I've been chilling, you know, just dealing with the case and whatnot. But chilling. Waiting for you guys to come to Sacramento and
we're coming,
take my
bro.
Chances like Columbus did. We'll check you guys out.
We're coming, bro, to Sacramento. What day right here? Let me see. When? We're coming up December 10, bro. December 10 at the Harlow's nightclub in Sacramento.
Where?
Harlow's nightclub in Sacramento, one night only. December 10, 8 o'clock.
Orale. I'm gonna go for sure. Regardless if I'm on the brace, I need to go before the year ends. And if I don't see you this year, then I don't know, man. I don't know what happened.
We'll see you, bro. Shit, we'll have breakfast the next day or something.
Prepárense,
bro. We know a place that has vegan brunch.
Where?
I don't know. In the city. What's up, bro? You have any Halloween stories?
Huh?
You have any ghost stories? Like you saw a ghost or the cops?
Shit, the cops are the only ones. Those are fucking fantasmas, man.
They show up going, woo, 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 woo.
This one right here, dog.
Hey, bro, you still on house arrest or what?
Hell yeah. But I'm going to go to the show regardless. Like how Joey Copo Diaz said, you know, Columbus took a chance. I'm going to take one too.
You're an explorer, you know, the new world. This
yeah, bro.
I need to go, man. I don't know when you'll be back in the Bay, and then fucking, I don't even got a car to go to LA because I usually go to LA like every once in a while when
Mega
you know
bus.
When fucking Golden Boy puts on the boxing matches and whatnot.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
Hey, you guys ever go to boxing matches out there in LA, like the StubHub Center and whatnot?
You know what? Not really, but we're gonna start going to the Golden Boy fights in downtown LA. The one that Beto Duran goes to.
Beto's invited us in time. Yeah, we're always downtown.
And then we have a friend named Tattoo One, and he's an announcer there. We might go one day. I don't know. We gotta find a time, man.
Yeah, man.
You guys should go. That's gonna be cracking. I can already see you there, Felipe, acting a fool with Rodrigo. Whatnot.
Oh man, I want to. I always want to sit ringside, bro, somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I sat ringside last time when Vargas fought Salido.
Yeah.
At the StubHub Center, a hell of a fight. Yeah, you know, I was there being a fool, took a picture with Robert Garcia, De La Hoya. Yeah.
Bro.
You know, that can be us.
I hate to be like, to be the guy that doesn't know shit, but where is the StubHub place?
No, mom is, and I don't even live in LA and I know where it's at. Actually, I don't, but I just know it's LA, you know?
Ubiquese, we.
Huh? Carson!
One of the university?
StubHub Center.
Yeah, Cal State Dominguez Hills.
That's where the Rams are going to play, right?
Why ain't the Rams going to play
I thought they were going to play at
the racetrack?
LA Coliseum.
Oh, yeah, they're going to rebuild something.
Yeah, because the Cal State Dominguez Hills was a Home Depot center back in the day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where the Chivas USA play in Galaxy.
Felipe, I have a question for you.
Yes, bro.
And when are you going to, I don't know if you're friends with him or whatnot, but when are you going to have Luis Buñuelos on your podcast?
Luis Buñuelos?
When I want to have a good laugh, I always go to the Yeah Man podcast and go listen to that
I don't know. We're inviting
him. That episode cracks me up all the time.
Yeah, Doc.
I'm
over here bending iron, Doc. He has some cool ass stories about Felipe, dog.
I'm going to invite that fool back because that fool told me this crazy story one time. It was hilarious, man. Like, his stories always end sad, but I laugh.
Tragic almost.
Like, he told me this story. Yeah, Doc. One day, I was getting ready to go to work. I had my breakfast burrito, my coffee, and I'm standing outside with my boss, and they rob us, bro. They took the truck. They took all the equipment. And what you do, bro? I went back to sleep, dog.
As long as they didn't take the breakfast burrito, dog.
You know what, bro? There's thieves that are that much of an asshole, bro. They'll fucking give me that breakfast burrito too, homie. What's it made out of? That sucks, man. When they tell you what size shoes you wear. 10.5 Give me those. Then you're fucking left naked, dog.
Oh, my God.
It sucks when they take your shirt.
Oh.
Need mice.
Hasta los casos.
We might have them here one day, bro.
Yeah.
Just to make fun of him.
Another question for you, but when are you ever going to get on the Joe Rogan podcast, man?
Ask Joe Rogan, dog.
Man, that whole be talking about comedians in L.A. and all this shit.
I know.
I never hear your name with this episode, man. What's up with that?
I don't know, but they're an exclusive group, bro. You know what I mean?
Like Joey Coco Diaz was on the other day. I'm like, well, why couldn't he bring Felipe or something along?
But we're going to be on Joe Diaz podcast this Sunday, bro. Yeah, me and Rodrigo.
So listen in, bro.
With the flying Jew.
Fucking Jew. Lee Sciatica.
Oh, man.
He's losing weight, huh?
Yeah. Fucking Joey Coco Diaz fucks him up.
Let me tell you, bro, one time we went to go, this is nasty, though. We went to go do Joe Diaz podcast, and it was just Lee Sci by himself, right? And by himself. We were waiting for Joe Diaz to show up, but I got there early, bro, and the fucking heat was on, and you can smell all of Lee Sci's farts in there, bro.
Like a gas chamber, dog.
My wife was grossed out. She waited outside.
Ladies can't take that shit, dude.
Bro, it smelled like Auschwitz, bro. It was a Jewish gas chamber.
Escape from Sobibor, dog.
It was like fresh farts, bro.
And then like calentados with the
bro,
heater.
Like imagine, bro, you fart inside the heater and it shoots out. That's what it smelled like.
This fool.
And it tastes like everything he ate, bro. Like bad food.
McDonald's,
the
huh?
Starts of death.
Yeah, man. It was no warning, bro.
The flying farts, eh?
He was like walking into a fucking rabbit cage.
Little like pellets.
Like slippers, yeah, bro. When that fool fall, when my fucking rabbit takes a shit, bro, you know what it smells like?
What, fool?
It smells like an old hamburger. Like an old beef hamburger with extra onions.
She said onions.
The thin white ones.
Oh, the smelly ones, dude. Pungent shit.
Yeah, man. You guys stay cracking me up. At least
yeah, bro.
Time.
We might have Luis Del VS
in between jobs.
Pañuelos.
And fucking while I'm at Whole Foods doing this night shift, you guys always keep me entertained. People think I'm fucking retarded coming out laughing, dying all the time. They're that's like, what are you listening up, to? I'm like, I'm on your own business. I'm over here laughing. It's a comedy time.
I'm on your own business, dog.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. Well, fucking, Felipe, when you come out here, Los Hombres Chao Tokyo or what?
Hell yeah, I'm ready. Only.
Ah, yeah. How about you, Rodrigo, the dab master?
Yeah, I'm down, dude, as long as the shit's
dab
good.
Dab master over here. Don't even own a rig. Hell yeah, we're
yeah,
ready,
man.
Dog.
We'll bring a rig and everything.
We'll bring some Louis the 13th.
Louis the 13th? I'll bring some gelatos. I'll bring some cookies. Whatever you guys want. I'll set sativas for the manager so she can keep her duties ready and steady.
Vegan treat.
For sure. Thank you, bro.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. Hopefully I see you guys in Sacramento, man.
Hell yeah.
What's up, December 10th,
I'm
going
to take my chances over there and fuck it. I'm buying all your merch table. Just
hell
so
yeah,
just
bro. We're
going to
bring extra.
All right.
Luis Bañuelo. We're going to Luis Bañuelos.
Are you going to have some
beanies? Hey, yeah. We're going to have some beanies for you, Doc. That's why you can keep on shining, bro. Arriba Zacatecas, bro.
Hey, bro, tell that story where Carlos Loma got beat up, bro.
Oh, my God. All right. This would happen. There used to be a club called Liam's over there in like Colton, and they always had like trashy, like, dude, you know, there's kind of like white trash Mexicans too, you know what I mean? But, you know, that are cholos and whatever. But these were like, you know, those grimy kind, fool. Like, not traditional cholos that iron their clothes. But anyways.
Who's that wear like dress shoes, but with white socks?
Yeah, like weird, just too crazy. But anyways, so Carlos Loma was buzzed when he used to drink a lot, and he started talking shit to these cholos, dog. And these cholos had their dad with them. And and they're all, don't talk shit to my dad. He's all, fuck your dad too, dog. So anyways, so he goes outside and those dudes go outside to him, but they fucking flashed a gun at that fool. He's all, you're either going to fight us or get shot.
Damn.
So then that fool's all, fuck it, I'll fight you guys. But that fool didn't fight, dog. That fool, the biggest cholo came up to him and fucking hit him 4 times in the face. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't fall though, dog. And fucking Luis Bañuelos, I seen the whole thing, dog. Smoking a Marlboro Light, you know, with his little shirt and shit, and his little, you know, beat up little shoes. But he took it like a soldier, dog. Only thing I didn't like about it, the other pussy ass comics that were there didn't back him up. So fuck them. But anyways, that's what happened. That's
yeah, man. Little story.
Yeah, man. That was just for you, dog.
What's up, fool? Thanks for calling.
This fool, dog. Be cool, fool.
One last caller.
Yeah, man. Hello.
Last caller, you made it. Dun, dun, dun.
Bonus round.
Hello. Okay.
What's going on here? This fool, dog.
House arrest. What's up, fool? Last caller.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
This is John from St. Pete, Florida.
Oh, shit. What up, John?
What's up, John from St. Pete, Florida? That's that fool.
I'm the last caller?
Yeah, man.
Are you the guy that came to our show in Fort Myers?
No, I was in Tampa probably like 2 years ago, maybe. Had a long beard. Wore Joey Diaz's shirt, short shirt to What's Happening.
That's right.
What's going on?
Yeah, oh, you remember me. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey,
and you told me you heard me on his podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, you guys need to come back to Tampa.
Man, we're waiting
on Rodrigo with you.
We're trying, bro. We're waiting on a new date. Hopefully Rodrigo will go this time because he missed out the last time I was there. They were having the Cuban sandwich festival.
Yeah, you guys were telling me. Send me mad pictures. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's happening, bro.
Yeah, man, I missed you when you came up here. I was going to go to that one, but I couldn't. And I can't believe I'm the last caller. I just tried like 20 times and I'm at work. I'm about to get off in like 20 minutes.
Hell yeah. What a blessing.
Where do you work
at? This is the highlight of the day right here. I work at a small personalized product company. Like, we do mugs and coasters and shit and pointless little knickknacks. But
you do mugs?
Say what's up, fool, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, bro. You do mugs, like, for people? Like, they advertise on the mugs?
Yeah.
What does that cost?
Amusement parks or, you know, candy jars. We got Dylan's candy bar. Do crayons. We do a whole bunch of
shit. Crayons?
Hey, bro, you ever seen any crazy, you have any ghost stories from St. Petersburg?
No, I only lived here for like 4 years. I haven't really did too much. I haven't been around Florida too much. I'm more up north, but no ghost stories, unfortunately. Sorry.
Crazy Halloween stories?
Any Halloween story that happened to you when you were a kid?
Can't really think of any. I remember one time, like I used to be in motocross and stuff like that, and I used to dig trails and shit. And I remember this one time I was digging a trail and I was making a berm, and I remember like hearing the bush rumble in front of me, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And then all of a sudden, there's these two black hands. That's all I remember is these black hands and the bush moving, and then me running. And my friend I was with at the time. Of course, after we got back from running, he was like, "Oh, I just ran because you didn't." But I swear, like, I saw some fucking black hands. Like, maybe I seen Bigfoot. Like, you know.
This fool.
What? It's probably Shaq.
Oh, Shaq.
Is he a cop in Florida?
What's up?
Is he a cop
that in Florida? That would scare the shit out of me, bro. I see any hands.
Fuck that. I would run.
What color they are.
Dude.
Yeah, that was up in PA. And, I mean, that's wooded and shit. So.
Pennsylvania?
The
woods of William Penn.
Around like Philly, but yeah, this is awesome. I never really called into a pod. I've only called into I think Joey's one time, but I just kept trying you guys, and I'm working alone this week at my job, so I just thought I'd sit here and just keep trying.
Well, hell yeah. Thank you for calling, dog.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling, fool.
John in the house.
Yeah. Hope to see you guys around here sometime, and I'll keep up on all the podcasts, and just keep doing what you're doing. You guys are doing fucking awesome.
Thank you, man, and watch me on Superstore next week on Thursday.
Yeah, man. November 10th.
For sure.
Thank you, bro. Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Hell, man.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
Chilling.
Everybody called in again, man.
It was fucking awesome, dude.
One ghost story.
Huh?
Y'all want to talk.
Oh, they're excited, fool.
They finally get on the phone. They don't know what to say. Like,
oh, yeah.
Man, these listeners all sound the same, other men. Like, they must be, they all have to be out of shape.
I was laughing at everybody's talking about shit about the lady from Tucson, dog.
What's up, fool? Thank you very much for listening. See you guys next week.
Oh, yeah. Be cool.